ABC Radio Australia.
Humanitarian officials, as well as hundreds of soldiers and police, are now on the ground in Papua New Guinea's highlands after an outbreak of tribal fighting is thought to have killed as many as 19 people and displaced thousands of others. Violence has been going on for more than a week now in the area of Tari in Hela province. The provincial police commander has told local media that the morgue is now full and local police are struggling to make arrests because the combatants are using high-powered rifles. The Hela province Governor Philip Undialu says they urgently need help to provide temporary shelter, food and water, as well as hygiene kits for as many as 6,000 people estimated to have been displaced from their homes. The UN has sent a team and is working with partners like Australia to provide support to those affected. The UN's resident coordinator Gianluca Rampolla has called on the PNG police and defence forces to intervene. He joins us now from Port Moresby. Good morning, Gianluca.
Good morning, Mala, and good morning to all the Pacific Beat followers.
Firstly, what is the latest information that you have on the situation on the ground? We know that there's been mediation, but has peace been held?
Mala, the fighting has subsumed, fortunately. The governor has taken the lead in facilitating dialogue between the warring factions, and for the past 48 hours there hasn't been fighting, but there hasn't been a peace agreement between the clans signed yet. So the situation is stable, but remains unpredictable.
Now, how many people have been affected by this violence?
Mala, the numbers you were referring to are partly correct. Indeed, the estimates we have are that about 6,000 people have been affected, but those displaced are around 1,400, with a great majority of adult women and then children, about 445 women and 262 male children and 276 female children, and a small group of elderly.
Now, in UN standards, is this a large-scale humanitarian disaster? How would you classify the situation on the ground?
Well, it's not a large-scale humanitarian disaster, but it is a sad event for sure, and there's not something new in that part of the country. And I'm really sorry that I am on your program, and it's not the first time talking about similar type of challenges faced here. Papua New Guinea is not this. Papua New Guinea is something different. And while we are focusing on those that are displaced, we should remember the many hundreds of families that actually are hosting those displaced and providing for the immediate needs as we cater for a bit more longer-term assistance. The first shipment of supplies are actually being flown up there this morning with the support, the logistic support of ExxonMobil.
Speaking of needs, what are the biggest needs right now? What are your teams doing and how are they working with partners like the Australian High Commission in providing what is needed?
Well, we have the fortune that since the earthquake of 2018 that affected exactly the same part of the country that is being now troubled by these fights, we have a presence on the ground with UN personnel. So we were on site immediately after the fight broke out, and we've been able to assess the immediate needs. And as you were reporting, the most obvious immediate needs are food, shelter, water, and non-food items, blankets. It's cold up there. Let's remember they're up on the mountains, and dignity kits and hygiene kits, especially for women, and at the same time as the provision of protection for the most vulnerable, again, women and children. We've been working on the ground with the churches, which are helping not only on the assessment, but will be helping as of today with distribution. By the way, food distribution has already started 48 hours ago. And we are working, as always, in very close partnership with DFAT and with the Australian government. In the shipment we're sending up today, there are supplies provided to the stockpiles available in country through the government of Australia in terms of jerry cans, tarpaulins and aquatabs. And the government of Australia has also provided some cash to assist INGOs with the provisions of supplies.
You're listening to UN resident coordinator Gianluca Rampolla. Now, we've seen hundreds of police and defence personnel deployed now, but this is not the first time we've seen such tribal violence. Does there need to be more preventative action taken?
Mala, the challenge is actually, unfortunately, we don't have hundreds of defense forces and security personnel deployed. Actually, the numbers are still staggering small. It is linked to a structural challenge in terms of capacity from the enforcement and security side up there. in the highlands is an issue that the governor has raised himself. I must say that over the years, we've been able to operate both from a development and humanitarian perspective, thanks very much to the protection provided by the elite troops of the defense forces. But more needs to be done, and more needs to be done in strengthening capacity, enforcement capacity, and formal justice system capacities. Until there isn't accountability and the perpetrators of these crimes are not held to account, spirals of violence will continue. So there is a urgent need to invest heavily on strengthening the credibility and justice systems and ensuring that enforcement capacity is there. And we are working on this and have been working on this together with the Australian government and with our own agencies.